With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Christian relief groups impacted by the end of USAID.
The Trump administration's plan to gut USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, the White House.
But on the other side, many experts say there is tremendous waste in U.S. aid, where huge sums of money have been given to questionable groups and or agencies in a number of nations. Also, at SRNnews.com, Hamas releasing three more male Israeli hostages.
We've seen on a weekly basis since the ceasefire came into place a kind of PR message, in a sense, from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other group holding the hostages, to send a message to the world that they are still there, that they are determined to be having a stake in Gaza's future, and that they've not been destroyed as Benjamin Netanyahu said that they would be.
BBC correspondent Mark Lowen. Former Israeli parliament member Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network that Prime Minister Netanyahu is in a very difficult situation of negotiating with Hamas.
Here's one of these moments where you've got to say a little blessing and thank the Lord that you are not the prime minister who has to make this call, because nobody wants to be in that position.
Investigators say the crew of that army chopper that collided with an American Airlines jet may have had inaccurate altitude readings in the moments just prior to the crash, and also may have had not heard key instructions from air traffic controllers. This is SRN News. Teenagers are interested in Jesus Christ.
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Education Department investigating potential civil rights violations at two colleges and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, as well as from the high school ranks, the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. This is SRN News. Well, President Trump had a Valentine's Day warning for illegal immigrants.
The administration shared a Valentine's Day card on social media. It featured Mr. Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan's faces on a pink backdrop adorned with red hearts. The card had a warning message to illegal aliens hiding from ICE officers. It read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally, and we'll deport you."
That is correspondent Ken Moorman reporting. Trump administration blocking the Associated Press from traveling with the president on Air Force One, also from covering an Oval Office event. Part of the dispute over the Gulf of America, AP says it will continue to call that water the Gulf of Mexico. New York State police charging five people with murder and the killing of a man who authorities say had repeated acts of violence and torture for more than a month and then died. More details at SRNnews.com.